That was Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish, sang by Darius Rucker, and then he ended up singing his own music, his own country music stuff. Anyways, good afternoon. In honor of World AIDS Day, which fell on December 1st, I ended up playing last hour. I played an interview with U.S. AFRICOM Command and DOD HIV AIDS Prevention Program and their work that they did in Africa. Pretty awesome interview. Hey, if you missed it, that is okay. I will be playing it again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., something you don't want to miss out on listening to, so tune back in. I am Sergeant Amber Cabina, but you may better know me as Amber on the Waves. Do you get your holiday shopping done early, or do you wait till the last minute? I want to know. Go ahead and answer our question of the day over at our AFN Stuttgart Facebook page. Four 17. It is, you know, dark and cloudy today. It's going to be a low today of 36 degrees tonight. And USA 2 Stuttgart buses will not be operating today, Friday, December 6th. A81 zinging towards Stuttgart between Inningen and Sindelfingen Oust. There's 4 kilometers of traffic jam. $1 buys us 94 euro cents, and €1 buys us $1.05. Stay tuned, because I got some good news coming up for you next, something that you don't want to miss, something good for the soul. You're listening to AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. What You Want by Lawrence. That's such a fun song. I love songs like that. So it is good news time. Normally I do this at 7 a.m., but I'm going to do it at 4:30. So if you want to get some good news on your way into work, tune in at 7. A 74-year-old retired Marine in Iowa named John is in the news after decorating every house on his block with Christmas lights. He does this for his wife, who loves Christmas and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. He says he'd do anything that would make her happy. A bunch of people ended up pitching in to help him with it, and his neighbors are returning the favor by setting up a P.O. box where you can send Christmas cards for him and read to her. Isn't that so sweet? You can look up this story. I looked it up, and it's really cute. He looks really young for being 74 years old.
This is his labor of love.
I said, are you crazy? But he did it. I think the whole neighborhood is just feels very blessed to have him in this neighborhood.
If it wasn't for my wife, I don't know if I would have done it. But she wanted Christmas, so I'd give it to her. I'll do anything to make her happy.
I didn't know what to think, but I'm glad he did it. I love him.
And to think that he's done all this work just to make her happy. That's what Christmas and love is.
Aw, isn't that sweet? Are you crying? I'm crying. Anyways, hey, I took a picture of his address. I think I'm going to send him a Christmas card. I know it's not going to say it's from Germany, but, you know, hey, it's the thought that counts. And if he sees it or says something back, I'll let you know on air. And speaking of Christmas, I'm going to play a Christmas song for you from Bon Jovi called Christmas Isn't Christmas. Stay tuned. I'm going to talk about Frosty Fest coming up next.
Pretty ribbons.
Yes, well, if you'd like to start your holidays off right, I got an order for you that I think that you should follow. Okay, it goes like this. Register for pictures with Santa. You got to do it through the USO website. And Santa's going to be at the USO Center. Oh my gosh, isn't that exciting, Santa? That's going to be December 5th. All right. Okay. Then you rest. You drink some cookies, eat some cookies, drink some milk, watch a Christmas movie, go to sleep, wake up, then bring your dogs, cats, gerbils, snakes, parakeets, any type of pet you have, bring them to take pictures over at Santa Paws. Yes, Santa Paws. You can bring your furry kids over on December 6th and take pictures with your well, have your furry kids take pictures with Santa. Anyways, you do have to register for that too. That is with USO and the same at the USO Center as well. Then, you know, you eat some cookies, drink some milk, watch a Christmas movie, then you go to sleep. Then the following day, oh wait, no, it's the same day, sorry. After you take pictures with the pets, then you follow Santa on over to the Frosty Fest. Yes. And I'm going to get into that coming up next. What is the Frosty Fest? And what can you see and do there? Stay tuned so I can tell you more about that. And what is a song that I'm playing right now that just repeats the same and same, same sentence over and over again? Well, it sounds like this. Turn down for what? All right. Okay. On with the show. Frosty Fest will have some many activities for you and your family. And that is this Friday, something that you want to make sure that you definitely get involved in. So these activities include entertainment from live performances to holiday treats and trinkets, ski snowboarding simulators, sleigh rides, food, dessert, Glühwein. Hello. I wonder if do we get to keep the cups? Probably not. But maybe we do. Who knows? Photos with Santa. Again, a third opportunity. That's going to be from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Christmas tree lighting at 5 p.m. Hopefully it won't end up like the Griswolds, you know, where they can't get it to go and then they finally get it to go. That's an all-time classic for me and my family. We always watch it within the first few days leading up to Christmas. And then lastly, Army football game at 5:30 p.m. You know that the Army is going to win by far, hands down. What? Yes, it's a flag football game, friendly competition. So make sure that you show up there and with pride and you know, and cheer on your team. The admission is free. So anyways, if you don't have anything planned for Friday into the evening, that is what you should do and you should look into. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you planned for the rest of these next few hours, or one and a half, I guess you could say. You're listening to AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. What are you waiting for? The time is 4:55. Do you get your holiday shopping done early, or do you wait till the last minute? I'm going to have to guess that you're a last minute shopper. Who knows? I want to find out. Go ahead and send me a message. Well, not a message. Leave a comment on our AFN question of the day over at our Facebook page. And hey, you know what? It's Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. It's been around since 2012. And in a poll, 36% of people say they've heard of it. And 15% of people say they have participated. And 56% of people, Americans, think they are more generous than their friends. Well, I think I'm more generous than my friends with some things, especially around birthdays and holidays. Anyways, stay tuned. I got a poll for you and more stuff coming up next. You're listening to AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
There used to be a grain tower alone on the sea.